Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at an often taboo subject in Christian circles, yet we are inundated with this very subject from the media in many, many forms. It is the subject of sexuality. Though we have much input from worldly sources, most prominently movies and videos, television, as well as newspaper and magazine articles on the subject of sex, it is vital as Christians that we take a look at what the Word of God says about the subject of sexuality. How else can we discern between the many lies that are propagated through the media with its worldly perspective on this very sacred subject? This week, our program will focus on lies Satan tells people about sex. Today, I want to address two specific lies that have been disseminated over the generations with the purpose of perverting how God created sex and His purpose for sex and what God says about sex. Both of these lies you may have experienced in your lifetime, either being told them by parents or grandparents, or somehow the message getting through to you, even though perhaps it wasn't blatantly said in this way, but you have been affected by these two specific lies from the enemy of your soul. The first one I want to address is a lie that's been around for a very long time, and it is this very simple statement that sex is dirty, it is defiling, and anyone who wants to stay holy needs to stay far from it. This lie from Satan that sex in and of itself is dirty and defiling is completely contrary to Scripture. Now, on the other hand, Satan has run a serious campaign to pervert and make unclean what God created in purity, but sexuality, human sexuality, sex, the way God created it, is not defiled, it is not unclean, and it is not unholy, and it is not unspiritual. God is the creator and the author of sexuality, of sex between a man and a woman. And He created it for a specific purpose within specific boundaries and guidelines. And yet, we live in a world where those boundaries and those guidelines have been tossed aside. And so many people who desire to live godly lives may actually feel as if all sex is dirty or all sex is unclean, and yet this is not true. Some generations ago, this was the common perspective that was actually taught to people, and especially to young women, that sex was dirty, sex was unclean, it was defiling, you should stay far from it. And oftentimes, when this specific line of reasoning was taught, it was encouraged in this way with the attempt to keep young girls pure before marriage. Though this may have been some motive in saying these words to young women, it was certainly literally repeating after the devil, because when we say something that is not true, even if the supposed intention is to bring about a good result, such as you want to keep your young women pure, so you tell them sex is dirty, sex is unclean, and want them to fear it and stay away from it, you are literally lining up with the enemy. You are standing on Satan's side anytime you say something the devil would say, when you repeat something Satan would like to disseminate to people, or when you use his line of logic, even though you feel the end justifies the means. When we agree with the enemy rather than agree with the Word of God, we are standing on Satan's side, whether we realize it or not. And this lie that Satan has told to many people, and specifically to women, that sex was dirty and sex was defiling and you had to stay away from it, has ruined, destroyed many, many marriages. When a young woman grows up with that in her mind and in her thought life, and that's the perspective she's coming from, that will most assuredly poison the marriage relationship. It will be hard for her to give herself in loving, joyful sexual union to her husband when she feels that she should recoil from the very act. Another way that this message or lie from the enemy has gotten a hold of people is when it enters through sexual abuse. When someone is sexually abused as a child, perhaps molested, raped, some wicked, perverse attack upon a child, immediately Satan comes and will begin to present to that child's mind, sex is dirty, sex is unclean, see how defiling it is, you'll always hate it. And these lies being told, though the action that was perpetrated upon that child, upon that girl, that little boy, was perverted, was defiling, was horrible, was nothing like what God intended for sex to be, though that part was true, the other accompanying lie that all sex is dirty and all sex is defiling is a lie, and yet it will appear and sound so very true at the time of a sexual trauma through molestation or sexual abuse of any kind. And it becomes very easy for a person, young or old, to agree with that statement, sex is dirty, sex is defiling, when they have been abused. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, gives us the truth about the subject of sexuality. This scripture tells us, the marriage bed is undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. This scripture clearly gives God's stamp of approval on married sexual relations. The marriage bed is undefiled. The marriage bed is pure in God's eyes. Marriage is the place where sexuality was intended to be engaged in, enjoyed, to be sacred, to be precious, to be a celebration of the goodness of God in this gift called sex. And this scripture goes on in the second part to tell us, but fornicators, people who commit immoral sexual acts outside of marriage, and adulterers, those who have sex with other people's marriage partners, God will judge. There is a judgment for the sin of sexual immorality. There is a judgment from God for the sin of adultery. But the marriage bed is undefiled. I love the way that the Message translation translates Hebrews 13:4. It says, honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. Again, this gives us a very clear picture of God's perspective on sex, and it absolutely opposes the lie that Satan tells that all sex is dirty, all sex is defiling, and the only way to stay holy is to stay far from sex. That is a perversion and a twisting of what the Word of God says. God's word tells us there are perverted things, there are perverted sexual acts, and those things are to be avoided at all costs. A second lie that Satan tells people about sex was very common during the 1960s and 70s, and it is this, that sex is as natural as breathing and should not be restrained any more than you should attempt to go without oxygen, or sex is a natural drive, like the need for water or food, and should not be repressed in any way, but instead it should be fulfilled without hesitation. This lie from the enemy of our soul is one that was perpetrated to encourage people to indulge their lusts without any self-restraint. Go ahead. Sex is natural. Don't hold yourself back. Don't repress the feeling that you have that you want to be immoral. That lie that Satan has told people was one that fueled what is now called the sexual revolution during the 1960s and 70s, when people threw aside what were common societal mores, where people did not encourage others to have sex outside of marriage. And yet today, that seems like a long-lost moral standard. God's Word tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." These two lies that Satan tells people about sex are at two opposite extremes. One says sex is to be avoided at all costs because it's dirty and defiling. The other says sex should be indulged in without restraint because it is as natural as breathing or eating or drinking water. And yet the Word of God sets us straight that God created sexual unity, enjoyment, pleasure to be within the confines of marriage. And in that setting, that the marriage bed is undefiled. It is a place of enjoyment and pleasure and the blessing of God. Join me tomorrow as we continue taking a look at lies Satan tells people about sex. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.